CQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. The post-holiday travel rush getting underway today, but there's a massive winter storm over South Dakota, Nebraska, and Kansas to watch out for. Before the holiday?
Across the country, lots of travelers experienced smooth travel, no issues, none of those major headaches that we saw so many people experience last year. Southwest did report hundreds of cancellations over the weekend, but they said that it was due to dense fog in the Chicago area. They've mostly recovered so far and are expecting to be ready for another busy day here.
ABC's Faith Abube in Atlanta. For those not traveling, malls across the U.S. are opening up to a rush of anticipated returns. But taking items back or shipping them back will involve new return deadlines between 14 and 90 days in many cases, and added restocking fees or shipping fees on those unwanted gifts. And with Christmas over comes the start of another holiday today, Kwanzaa, a celebration of African American culture. This is ABC News. Quite a holiday for a couple from Alabama. Kelsey Hatcher giving birth to a set of one in a million twins.
Hatcher has a rare condition called uterine didelphys, which means that she has two uteri. Her doctors warned her that she could experience complications if she got pregnant. Despite that, she had three normal pregnancies. And then she got pregnant with two embryos, one in each of her uteri. After 20 hours of combined labor, Hatcher gave birth to daughter Roxy last Tuesday, followed by daughter Rebel via C-section on Wednesday. Mom posting this update on Instagram. Our miracle babies were born. They decided they were rare enough statistically that they should just go ahead and have their own birthdays too.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. And police near Portland, Oregon, searching for crooks who pulled off a Christmas Eve heist. They broke into the Rice Northwest Museum of Rocks and Minerals and ransacked a display full of gold. So far, no word yet on the price tag of everything stolen. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Park Manor River's Edge is 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility that provides excellent care and rehabilitation to those requiring a short-term rehab stay or long-term care. Their new leadership team would like to invite you to check out some open positions that include sign-on bonus opportunities, competitive wages, and great benefit packages. Start your career path today with a company that also offers on-site nurse aid training and career ladder opportunities. See them at parkmanorwi.com or stop by at 250 Lawrence Avenue in Park Falls. Park Manor, River's Edge. One company, one team.
Experience the best at Panasia Oriental Market, open the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Spend $50 or more in December and receive a $10 gift card for your next visit. Treat yourself to the diverse selection of fresh fish, luncheon meats, fruit snacks, pastas, and more. Embark on a culinary adventure with most items added based on your suggestions. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Welcoming EB and food share customers. So hurry in now to Panasia Oriental Market for this great offer, valid until December 31st. And find them in the Southside Shopping Center Complex, just down from Subway and by Park Falls True Value Hardware in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
There's a good chance you need a new tractor, something durable and reliable. But in today's world, it has to be affordable. A tractor that'll help you get the job done quickly, efficiently, and with no hassle ownership. The new name in compact tractors is TYM. So here's what you do. Go to TYMOffers.com, check out the full model lineup, and get the best deals of the year. TYMOffers.com. Go there now. TYMOffers.com. And you can thank me later.
Toasting to the new year? This celebration has been going on around the world for thousands of years. Many revelers include resolutions for the year ahead. It's an opportunity for renewal and to set some goals, whether you focus on health, work, or relationships. Intentions to improve your life is the best possible thing to do for 2024. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Christmas Day high temperatures broke records all over Wisconsin. Yesterday's high was 54 in Green Bay. Other new records include 54 in Appleton and 52 in Stevens Point. Records were also broken in Wausau, Marshfield, and Superior, to name just a few. Republicans plan to propose eliminating taxes on retirement income in Wisconsin this spring. Democrats say they'll work to make sure any tax cut is targeted to middle-income earners.
We are going to make sure that anything that comes forward is focused on those families and those individuals who really need a little extra breathing room.
Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer speaking with WKOW's Capital City Sunday. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-car Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get six tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with a drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Packers back at work. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers coaching staff getting their game plan ready. After reviewing their win over the Carolina Panthers, Matt LaFleur says Jordan Love's quarterback sneak for a touchdown was an audible.
One cool moment was when we were on the goal line there in the first half, and he audible to that quarterback sneak. I think that shows kind of the level of growth that he's had in his game. That was a pretty cool moment.
The Packers face the Vikings in Minnesota Sunday night. The Bucks on the road face the Brooklyn Nets 6:30 tomorrow night after losing to the New York Knicks Christmas Day 129-122. Adrian Griffin.
Nothing changes as far as after every game. You take the good, you look at what you did well, and then you look at what you can do better. So it's just our job as coaches to, again, prepare them, be the most prepared team that we can be. No, it's not going to be easy, but do the things that go on to win, and you got a good chance.
That's the Bucks head coach, Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your Price County Senior Dining Menu for tomorrow, the 27th day of December. They're going to be serving up Oriental chicken tomorrow. Brown rice with veggies along with that, coleslaw, and oatmeal raisin cookie. Sounds wonderful. All your meals come with bread, butter, milk. If you need more information about what exactly is Price County Senior Dining, you can reach them at 715-339-2158.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy with fog early today with isolated rain showers likely. Highs around 46. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight. Slight chance for rain showers becoming mixed precipitation. Lows around 28. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance for mixed precipitation. High temperatures reach up to 34. Cloudy skies Thursday with highs around 39. 37 Friday. Take a look at the extended forecast. 31 Saturday, 29 Sunday, and 29 on Monday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 45.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of power sports and marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Racefield to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparel, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. We're at the tail end of the pheasant hunting season in the upper Midwest, and I can tell you, if you're doing what you're supposed to do right now, this time of year, you're going to get wet. Tell you why, but first.
Winter would be pretty bleak without my friends at Fleet Farm. They're my one-stop shop for everything ice fishing. My boots, bibs, augers, scoopers, rods, reels. I mean, Fleet Farm's got all the best ice fishing gear. Hook, line, and sinker. And duct tape, too, if you need it. You'll always need it. Take it from me, John Gillespie. Fleet Farm's got everything you need to gear up for a great year on the ice.
This is the tail end of the pheasant season in the upper Midwest, and this is the time of year you should be hunting in those cattails. The cattails, usually those are surrounding waters, swampy areas, ponds, some smaller lakes. The pheasants are going to be stacked up in there like cordwood. You have a hard time sneaking up on them this time of the year, but if you're crafty and you're quiet, you can do it. Now, generally, it's colder this time of year, and those ponds are frozen. All those waterways are hard as rocks. You can walk out there, get into the cattails real easily, and flush birds. Not this time. This time we've had warmer weather, and some of those areas are still pretty soggy. What do? You wear waders. You wear chest waders and you wear boots that you can slog through the mud and the water. Sometimes you might be up to your knees in water to get into those cattails. But yes, the pheasants will be in there and they'll be flushing. So protect yourself in the water with some good chest waders. Wear some heavy-duty wader boots or some boots that you can get wet. And you can get into those cattails and you can flush some birds. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
There's a whole lot more.
Brand new country.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me.
Why do I have the only woman who believed in me religiously?
Always first with new music.
98Q Country.
Do you love the rain? Does it make you dance when you're drunk with your friends at a party? Make a smile, do you think of me? When you close your eyes, tell me what are you dreaming? Everything I want to know at all. I'd spend 10,000 hours, 10,000 more. If that's what it takes to learn that sweetheart of yours. And I might never get there, but I'm gonna try. If it's
is Justin Lynch. It's called Stars Like Confetti. Yes, it's Justin Tidd along with Luke Combs, teamed up with Riley Green. It's called Different Round Here.
Kicks them up strong, serves me up right. 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
She talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about
Johnson. It's called The Painter. And I just realized this the other day. I was online. I saw it. I think it was on his Instagram page. And maybe everybody already knew this, but it was new to me, that I saw his mic stand and he's got like a cup holder on it. And it had a red soda cup in it. And I was like, you know what? That's super cool. And I noticed that the cup was a little bit lower. And I'm like, why is it down there? But then I thought about it. If it was too high, it'd be easy to tip over and probably throw off the balance a tad bit. But he's got a red solo cup holder on his mic stand. How cool is that?
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much. We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
It's not the same songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead and turn it up.
Q Country.
I never get lonely. I got these goals to keep me company. I took the rear view off of this so forward, so I only see in front of me. Now the past is out of sight and out of mind. Swore I'd change, now I'm back chasing these white lines. I'm just a long-haired son of a sinner, searching for new.
QCountry.com.
Love is love sick over me. That'd be all right.
98Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
Downtown looks like it's New Year's Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch tune, some old deep cut Cheap Trick. Got your girl singing every word of it. So you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend. So you make her laugh all night and then take her home. Take her home, fall in love, thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day. Take her home.
That's Kenny Chesney. It's called Take Her Home. Wonder how his Christmas was. I'm sure it was awesome. He was probably down there in the Caribbean somewhere. Hang out, though. We got Low Cash coming up next.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. The post-holiday travel rush getting underway today, but there's a massive winter storm over South Dakota, Nebraska, and Kansas to watch out for. Before the holiday?
Across the country, lots of travelers experienced smooth travel, no issues, none of those major headaches that we saw so many people experience last year. Southwest did report hundreds of cancellations over the weekend, but they said that it was due to dense fog in the Chicago area. They've mostly recovered so far and are expecting to be ready for another busy day here.
ABC's Faith Abube in Atlanta. For those not traveling, malls across the U.S. are opening up to a rush of anticipated returns. But taking items back or shipping them back will involve new return deadlines between 14 and 90 days in many cases, and added restocking fees or shipping fees on those unwanted gifts. And with Christmas over comes the start of another holiday today, Kwanzaa, a celebration of African American culture. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Gas Buddy says the average price for regular in Wisconsin is $2.72. That's almost 3 cents lower than last week. The national average price of gasoline, meanwhile, has gone up almost 3 cents to $3.07 a gallon. Political observers say black voters in Milwaukee will be key to winning Wisconsin in the race for president next year. Mayor Cavalier Johnson tells WISN-TV's Upfront that's why President Biden was at the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce in Milwaukee last week.
There's a reason why, of all places he could have gone in Milwaukee and in Wisconsin,
He chose the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce. He's doing outreach to the African-American community.
The latest Marquette poll has Biden's job approval rating in Wisconsin at 42%. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
StockBox is a program that provides healthy food every month to improve the diet and nutrition of lower-income seniors 60 and over. Monthly food packages include canned fruits, canned vegetables, cereal, canned and dry milk. If you would be interested in this program or if you have questions, please contact Cheyenne Litvinoff at 715-339-2158 or email cheyenne.litvinoff@co.price.wi.us.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Two Wisconsin teams in the top 25. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers and Marquette Golden Eagles men's basketball teams remain in the AP's top 25 teams in the nation. Marquette fell to the number 10 spot after losing to Providence. The Badgers moving up a spot to number 23. They begin conference play a week from tonight against Iowa. NBA. The Bucks lost to the Knicks 129-122. That snapped a seven-game winning streak. Milwaukee goes across town to play the Brooklyn Nets tomorrow night. NFL. Strange story at the start of the Packers game Sunday in their win over Carolina. Defensive back Jair Alexander ran onto the field for the coin toss, and even though he wasn't a team captain, told the referees after winning the toss that he wanted the defense on the field instead of saying, "We defer." That could have been costly for Green Bay, having to kick off to start both halves. Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, I know. That's a big mistake.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Unwrap the magic of Christmas with Heckman's December 2023 in-house online auction in Phillips. Bid on almost 600 unique items, including collectibles, furniture, tons of ammo, sporting goods, antiques, and more. Online bidding beginning and ending this Thursday, December 28th at 7 p.m. and following. The special preview prior from noon until 3 p.m. on that day. Let the festive bidding begin on HeckmanAuction.com and be sure to download their free mobile app. Tis the season for giving. Bid, win, and make this Christmas unforgettable. Heckman Auctions, heck yeah!
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey, I don't care what kind of tractor you drive or what color it is. I'm going to ask you to check out a new tractor. It's made for landscapers, hobby farmers, and landowners. Fully loaded with features and backed by a strong warranty, TYM Tractors have earned the Top Dealer's Choice Award for 4 years running. No smoking mirrors, just a solid tractor to get the job done. And you get the best incentives of the year by visiting TYMOffers.com. That's TYMOffers.com. Durable and affordable. You can thank me later.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance for isolated rain showers with fog in spots early today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 46. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for rain showers becoming mixed precipitation. Tonight, lows dip down to about 28. Cloudy skies expected. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 34. Cloudy skies expected. Upper 30s Thursday and Friday. Take a look at the extended forecast. 32 Saturday, 29 Sunday, and 30 on Monday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 45.
Today's hottest country.
The biggest stars in country music.
Hi, this is Blake Shelton.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah.
98Q Country.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Take care of favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Chase Matthews. It's called Love You Again. It's Justin Titter. Thanks so much for getting up and hanging with me as I'm out of here for the day. Enjoy your guys' day. I'll chat with you back again tomorrow morning, bright and early. Have a fantastic day. Billy Currington coming up next.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right